Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome everybody to another edition of Geek Cave Podcast Comics. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
So, do you think they named him Streaky the Super Cat because he's always showing off his hairballs? Welcome to comics. Oh, I want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today with free shipping on all orders within the U.S., plus great t-shirt, sweatshirt, and hoodie designs on everything geek chic. Well, whether you're a fan of Sega, Nintendo, RoboCop, Dragon Ball, or something in between, find something for you at Shirtosaurus.com. And Gamefly, your destination for new and used video games. Now with new membership options for everyone, including elite plans, so you always get the newest games, a budget plan to help you save some cash, and the option to rent both games and movies. Gamefly has thousands of titles you can choose from and keep as long as you want without worrying about late fees. When you're done, just send them back in the postage paid envelope for a new one, or pay a lot less than in-store prices and keep them forever. Sign up for your free 30-day trial using the link at geekcavepodcast.com.
I guess you didn't get the email. We got an addition to that ad copy.
I did not.
Yes. Also, their store now carries Lego products. Yeah. So you can get your Lego fix on at, again, gamefly.com, but of course use the Geek Cave Podcast link.
Do you have to return them?
No, those are yours. You
okay,
can just
good.
Buy them, yes. Carry on.
I know what I'm doing later. I love Legos.
Yeah.
I also want to take a minute to remind everybody that our 2021 Extra Life campaign is in full swing. We're still set for late September, right?
Last weekend of September,
yes.
Last time I checked, yes.
Any donation amount will enter you in to win some great prizes. Darren, what do we got?
Well, we've got in the prize closet right behind me here in the Northeast Cave, because we've got multiple locations,
yes.
Because that's how big we are. We've got an Xbox Series S. That's the grand prize. Thank you, Microsoft. We've got a 3-month gift membership to Gamefly. Thank you, Gamefly. We've got Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game, the physical copy. Thank you, Limited Run Games, because that is primarily a digital-only game. That is for the Switch, the Switch
version.
Are you
sure it's still in the prize closet?
I mean, it's right behind me, so unless you got back there while I was asleep or something.
Tee-hee.
We've also got some Geek Cave merch, including hockey pucks and power banks. We've got a Genki Shadowcast, which will allow you to become the next YouTube or Twitch sensation. Just plug it directly into your console and then the other end directly into your laptop, as long as you have a USB-C port, and boom, you're streaming, you're capturing video instantly. All of that stuff, plus a donation of $40 or more, will get you a limited edition sketch from the one and only Justin White.
Sup.
All the prizes can also be found on our Extra Life page, the landing page that you can reach if you go to geekcavepodcast.com and click on the Extra Life link at the top of the page.
Thank you, Darren.
You're welcome, Justin.
That was very professional and informative.
I try.
Now do your other thing.
All right, this is only going to take a second.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Darren's first time.
Motherfucker, I told you be gentle.
All right. You know, I feel a little weird using that bumper for the book I'm about to talk about, because the book I'm about to talk about is based entirely, it's dedicated to kids. Tiny Titans, issue number one, because I've had a run of shit books, and I want to read something good. So, this is published by DC. Art Baltazar and Franco were responsible for writing and the artwork. And it's essentially What if Teen Titans Go, but smart writing and better art?
Yeah.
I think that it's called Teen Titans Go.
Are you familiar with the webcomic JL8?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's kind of like that, but with the Titans. They're in elementary school. They go to Sidekick City Elementary. The principal is Slade the Terminator, because of course he is. And the first issue is just a collection of short stories. You know, Beast Boy adopts a dog and then turns into a dog so they can be friends. There's a short story where Robin asks Speedy, "Why are you called Speedy? Can you run fast?" And he's like, "No, I can't run fast. I shoot trick arrows." And then he just looks over at Kid Flash. "So can you?" "Yep." And that's the entire joke. You know, there's a short story where all of the girl Titans are playing with Barbie dolls that are called Barbs, including a Batgirl doll, which is also called Barb.
Nice.
You know?
It's
the Barb. So, like, it's cute. It's harmless. The substitute teacher is Trigon, a demon who also happens to be Raven's dad, so that's awkward. It's a fun, silly little book. This is one of the best first times that I've had since we started doing this blasted segment.
With kids.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd like that last comment stricken from the record, Your Honor.
Hey, that just means more editing work for you.
Yeah, well, you know how much I'm going to actually be editing, so that's staying in. But
there's just going to be this one long one really long dump button.
But yeah, not since Captain Canuck have I had this much time with a first time, this much fun with a first time.
Well,
and
good.
And time, because I reread it a couple times.
Nice.
So yeah, Tiny Titans, that's definitely a buy for me. You can get the first issue for free on Comixology right now if you want to test it out, try it out, and see if your kid likes it. Because it's definitely, this is not a deep book, but it is fun.
Yeah, my kid loves it. I bought him the first collected graphic novel, and he's read it many times. So, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. This time, I had a good time for my first time.
Say time again.
Time again.
There you go. Speaking of good times, Chad, do you have anything?
Of course.
This is Chad's manga moment.
I've discovered how to tell when a hero is getting serious in manga now.
Okay.
When suddenly the author artist is willing to take the fucking time to put some goram detail into the artwork. If you're being silly or bland, you get an outline. If you're lucky, we know where your mouth is. When the poop hits the fan, though, we can finally see that these characters have a nose. Thank you.
This has been Chad's manga moment.
Oh, that right there is one of the best damn observations
yes.
that we've had on this show. Not just the manga moment. This show.
That particular, yeah.
This show, which, by the way, by the time many of you are hearing this, it looks like we are going to be passing 30,000 downloads.
Hey.
So, thank you to everybody who has stuck with us and subscribed, and, you know, maybe there'll be something in it for you when we hit episode 200. Who knows?
And,
video podcast.
You know, Darren, what better way to celebrate that amazing milestone than with a new game I made for you guys?
Ooh.
I've...
Play?
Chad's like, nah, I don't know about this.
So I've taken some comic book characters, auto-corrected their names, and written new descriptions of them based on that autocorrect. And you have to guess the new name in a little segment I like to call, What the Duck?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Shall we begin?
It's Batman. Dibs on Batman.
Okay.
It's always Batman.
So
Justin's a DC guy.
I got about six here.
Five of them are Batman.
Batman, Batboy, Nightwing, Batgirl.
Batmite.
Ace, the Batdog.
Okay, but you have to guess the auto-corrected name.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Let's go.
Oh,
let's
all right, auto-corrected
name. Auto-corrected
name,
yeah.
Duck it.
So, anyway, here's our first one. Blinded at an early age, Matt Murdock spends his days as a lawyer and his nights prowling Hell's Kitchen looking for those with bad haircuts and even worse wigs.
What?
Haircuts
and even worse wigs.
What's... Dark Dew?
Hair Devil.
Yes.
Yes!
Hair Devil.
Hair Devil.
Yes, this is the speed at which we're going, folks.
You know what? I'm on board now. This game is... I'm in.
All right.
We need to market this. We need to sell a home version of this.
Next one. Faster than a speeding breakfast. More powerful than a big lunch. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's a three-course meal. It's...
Supperman.
Yes! Nice. Supperman.
All right. Tied at one. All right.
I'm not playing for score. I'm playing for fun.
Well, I'm keeping
because
score.
I hate losing.
I'm keeping score, bitches.
God bless it.
Intergalactic bounty hunter calling himself the main man. He uses his trusty staff and calypso music to take his prey down a notch, then another notch, and another, until they are as low as they can go.
Limbo.
Yes.
All right, hold on. Hold on real quick.
Okay.
Anyone listening, if you're good at art, I want to see some fan art of some of these heroes. You can email us, geekcavepodcast@gmail.com. If anyone does... Because, like, a lot of times we have trouble, like, getting some of you to respond because you're shy. I get it. If anyone sends us some of this fan art, I will send you a prize.
Yeah.
So, there you go. All right, carry on.
All right. An anthropomorphic fornication was pulled from his home world through cosmic shenanigans and went on weird...
Not fair. We've got too much laughter.
All right.
Geek Cave satellite of love.
I will start again. An anthropomorphic fornication was pulled from his home world through cosmic shenanigans and went on weird adventures that made Chad cringe during his long box. He also had an ill-fated movie in the 80s.
Howard the Fuck.
Yes. Yes. Howard the Fuck.
Nice.
And our last one.
Parental advisory, everyone.
Nymphomaniac necromancer Joanna Blaze travels the world fighting spirits who are sexually repressed using only her hips and thighs.
Can you say that one more time?
Yes.
I think I got it, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Nymphomaniac necromancer Joanna Blaze travels the world fighting spirits who are sexually repressed using only her hips and thighs.
Ghost Rider?
Close. It's Ghost Rider. I just thought that joke was funny.
I was going to say Ghost Grinder. Rither. That was good. Yeah, I like that wordplay.
Yeah. No, I just like the joke of Ghost Rider. So, again, if you're looking... we're looking for fan art.
Yes. I mean, if it's dirty...
Or cosplay.
Yeah.
Especially of the last two.
Now, if it's dirty, we won't post it online.
But you'll still get a prize.
You will get a prize, and so will we.
It'll go into the book we publish on episode 300.
Oh, my God. Oh. Episode 300. What the hell are we doing?
How not to make a podcast.
In 300 easy steps.
In 300 easy steps.
And each page is just a link to one of the episodes. Yes. But not in order.
I see we're going to take the Tarantino method of...
Yeah, you got to take the book apart and then put it back together in the correct order.
You might win a prize. Oh.
That's just going to become the running joke, even though I was serious.
No, I know you were. I know you were. Well, with that out of the way, Kent...
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare yourself for Justin's long box. Yeah, baby. Extra long.
So, my summer of Revenge of the Super Pets continues.
Really, we are the ones who should be getting revenge. Chad's nodding silently, so...
Why? This is a...
It's radio. It's I'm radio. Nodding really close to the microphone.
That's fair.
Why? This is a goddamn pleasure for you guys.
It's something. What you got?
So this month I'm going to be talking about Cosmo the space dog.
Cosmo the space dog. I admit I'm not familiar with this one.
He's a fictional character.
No. God.
Appearing in Marvel Comics, Cosmo the telepathic Soviet dog.
Okay. All right. I know who this is. All right.
Is the security chief of the space station Nowhere and a member of Guardians of the Galaxy. Created by Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning, and is a reference to Laika, the first appearance, and is first appeared in Nova Volume 4. Oh. So, Cosmo was a former test animal of the Soviet space program. He was launched into Earth's orbit as part of an experiment, and he drifted off into space at some point during the 1960s, arriving in Nowhere at some point being mutated by cosmic rays. He eventually came to serve as the space station's security chief. Cosmo met a distraught Nova after he witnessed Superion? I'm laughing too much.
Suspenser?
Suspenser,
there
yes.
Yeah.
Turn into a zombie. He tells Nova that he's on Nowhere, a city right outside the right inside the severed head of a giant celestial. Mm-hmm. Beings from all over the universe come to Nowhere, waiting for the end of the universe. Suspensor attacks them, and Nova is forced to kill her. I'm sorry, I skipped a paragraph. This is how good this is. I'm so excited.
It's
getting
so well researched too.
It is. Shut up. when the Luminals bring something in a box to the city's population, he has to go into hiding. They inform Ryder that he has deciphered the writing on the wall, which is a countdown to a timer. Nova attacks them and is forced to kill her in self-defense and tries to allies. I don't know why I'm reading this. This has nothing to do with Cosmo.
Yeah.
Cosmo is a good boy.
Cosmo's a space dog.
Cosmo is good boy. He is a Russian space dog.
That's the dog that we saw in the Guardians movie.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Cosmo is good boy.
Someone hijacked your Wikipedia page.
I think
didn't
they did.
Yeah.
Cosmo has telekinetic abilities. Capable of creating defense shields strong enough to deflect energy blasts. And can project mind blasts with tremendous force. His exact power levels are unknown. Why? Because he is good boy.
Da.
He's even strong enough to take on such beings as Adam Warlock.
Okay. All right. Mr. MacGuffin himself.
Yeah, Mr. MacGuffin himself.
Yeah.
Some would say when he does that, he's unleashed.
Would they, though?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, yeah. But are you some or are you one?
Are you asking me or the voices in my head?
Good night, everybody.
He also seems to have a considerable lifespan and is a good boy.
All right.
That's pretty much all you need to know about Cosmo the Super Dog. He is good Russian boy.
It's not much you need to know. It's a telekinetic dog who is good boy.
Who is good boy, yes. Very good boy.
See, when like you mentioned he's getting like gamma rays in space, I'm like, okay, so did he immediately catch fire, turn to rock, turn invisible, or get super stretchy red rocket? Took a second. It took him a second.
Oh. That's how you know he is good boy.
Chad's just shaking his head. He has nothing to add to this segment whatsoever.
No.
He's just like
nothing. Not
you guys
a Goram thing.
Die on your own.
Cosmo is good boy. I want
to get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. I want to thank our sponsors: Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today, and GameFly, video games delivered now with Legos.
Yeah.
Please take a minute to leave a review on your podcast service of choice. We appreciate it. Also, drop us a line on Facebook and Twitter. We'd love to hear from you. Not about this long box, though.
No.
Everything else, though.
They're not all winners, folks.
If you want more What the Duck, because that's where all my energy went into this episode.
I loved it. I thought that was great. I would play that every month.
Don't forget to listen to our gaming and movie segments as well as our other shows. You want me to watch what? Now on Twitter at Watch What Pod.
Ooh.
TLDR, and on YouTube, Retromantics and Geek Cave Plays. Now here is your out-of-context comic panel. We see Galactus leaning over a building or something, looking down at the Fantastic Four and Spider-Man and, you know, everyone else. I hate to bother you guys again, but anybody got a glass of milk? For Kent, Darren, and Chad, I'm Justin. This has been the Wonderful World of Comics, and remember, everyone's a geek for something.